WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning. Rock Hunter.
What's up, kid? How you doing?
I'm doing just dandy, buddy. How are you?
Hey, how long do you think it was since the last time we just did a break? How long was that? Probably 6 minutes, 7 minutes?
Well, we just did a break. Yeah, probably give or take.
About 7 minutes. So Brock was on the phone with Denise from the last break until just now. He had to get off to go on the air.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were just kicked back, legs crossed. You're hanging out. I was listening to you talking to Denise for a good 7 minutes there.
I was just having a good conversation with my buddy Denise.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, we were talking about masks and Russell Crowe and the Insider.
You were. You guys had a bunch of different conversations. You know, I just
were you jealous?
You.
Huh? Were you jealous? Yeah.
Because I had this vision in my head of you leaning back with your legs crossed, kind of dipping your leg up and down with a house phone with a long cord going to the wall, and you just kicking back, eating an apple, talking to Denise. I love it.
Sorry. All right,
you
real quick.
We weren't even talking about anything, really.
Yeah, we were talking about, you don't need to just talk about anything. You just talk about whatever. All right, real quick, before we move on, we get to your topic of the day. Chris Harry and Brian Reed obviously have been bored in their downtime because they have been inundating me with all this Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay Packers stuff. Aaron Rodgers was just named to the All-Decade team. I don't believe any member from their team, whether it's the Colts or the Lions, have been named to the All-Decade team. So Chris and Brian, find something else to bother me with. I swear to God. I swear to God. Yeah, the All-Decade team.
Real athletes get all time, not just 10 years.
Yeah, after they retire like Tom Brady because he's too old to play the game anymore. Yeah, that's right. Don't you start. All right? You're barely above Chris and Brian. Yeah.
You're lucky Green Bay doesn't have a JV team.
Why? Because they'd be better than most the other team.
No, Aaron Rodgers would be playing for it.
Oh, would he? Would he be playing for it? Yeah. Let's get to it. All right. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. By the way, go see Joey C's Pizzeria. You know why? Because they're not jerks like Hunter, Brian, and Chris. You can go see them. They got pizza, pasta, subs, delicious food at all hours. I do miss that I could just go in there and get a hot slice, but they're still serving you, so go check them out. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you? Anyway, your topic for today. Sorry, my computer's being super slow, and I want to get to all of your answers because I'm sure it's great. It's probably fantastic.
That Windows 95 you're using.
Yeah, I think so. It's that old Mac. What was that, the old ones with the colored backs? Anyway.
Yeah, right.
What's something you surprisingly still don't know how to do? I was thinking long and hard about this. I feel pretty good about myself because there's most things that I can kind of do as an adult. I've adjusted all the basic things. I was thinking, I don't know how to, I don't know how to iron a shirt. I don't think I've ever successfully ironed a piece of clothing. It's not something we have to do. So I feel bad about that. And I don't wear a lot of dress shirts, so it's not like that important of a skill for me. So I'll be honest, if I were to take a shirt and try to iron it at this point, I'd probably end up burning it. You know, putting a hole through it or having the, you know, I'd overstarch the collar, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So that's the one thing I surprisingly still don't know how to do.
The ironing thing for me is fortunately I lived in an apartment that didn't have a washer or a dryer, so I had to take all my clothes to my parents to wash them. This is for a couple of years when I was living in the old apartment. And so I had to iron. I had to figure it out. I had to learn. So.
No kidding.
It was kind of by default.
Yeah.
I didn't have a choice.
You know. And for me too, like nowadays, can't you just like throw it in the dryer? Like
dryer.
Give it a couple spritzes of water and throw it in the dryer. Doesn't that work? So
now they have like full blown machines what do they call it? Steam clean? What do they call it?
Well, you can do dry cleaning. I mean, I know there's that thing you can buy like at Walmart or whatever, and like you
it's
hook
like
it up.
$80,000.
Yeah, it's insane. But then it steam cleans, and you can get the wrinkles out. So
and you just like hang your shirt up into it, and it dry cleans it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, That's my one thing that I'm surprisingly still don't know how to do yet. But, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Eventually we'll have robots that'll do everything for us. It'll be fine. So nice. There's got to be a lot of things you surprisingly don't know how to do.
You know, I was kind of thinking about this topic all day yesterday and all night. I was thinking about it again this morning. There's nothing I can't do.
There's
absolutely nothing.
You know what? You are so full of garbage.
I am a jack of all trades.
You are a jackass is what you are. Jack of all trades.
Even though I'm full blown, and I'm not full blown, but recently I have been fishing a lot.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and I'm kind of like that rookie fisherman that, you know, throw the pole in once, twice a year. And so, like, in the past couple of weeks, I've gone a few times, and I've caught in 3 fish. But, dude, I still don't know what I'm doing. I go out there, and I kind of like look around. Okay, those guys are fishing with bags and skein. All right, how do you rig it up? I'll YouTube a video real quick. I'm still just a full-blown rook. And, you know, when you have to go, what time, what water temperature, you know, it's just – I'm just like, put the pole in the water and sit around.
That's all you need. Honestly, the basicness of it, you got it. You're fine. You're doing all right. Mm-hmm. Don't let them bring you down, Hunter. You're doing just fine, buddy. You moron.
I could hear a few of them over there the other day. Look at this guy.
Look at this idiot.
Over here.
Look at this moron. What an idiot. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What's something you surprisingly still don't know how to do? More of your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day when we come back. Stick around.
More of...
Good morning, 747. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Yeah. What's up?
Here, Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's something you surprisingly still don't know how to do? Brittany said, play euchre 100% sober. Just can't happen. I don't have a clue what I'm doing. I love euchre. God, I love euchre so much. And I'll be honest, Brittany, I'm right there with you. I know how to play it sober, obviously, but I prefer playing while drinking. I think it's a drinking game.
I know how to play it, but I don't think I know how to play it like everybody else.
See, you're the worst kind of player with that because you know the basic rules, so you'll get into a game with me, and you'll be my partner, and you'll screw up constantly, and then I have to deal with it. Yeah. So you know how to play. You can fill a spot, but you don't know the strategy behind it.
A lot of us play spades.
Yeah, spades is poor man's euchre. That's what I say. Yeah. It's for idiots who can't figure out how to play euchre. Right there with you. Well, see, that's the other, you know, eventually, once all this is done, you know, BT's Pub there in Sister Lakes, which I love going to, is one of my favorite places. They do euchre tournaments. If anybody else knows euchre tournaments, let me know. Brock at WIRX.com. Let's see. Angela said shapeshift and mind read. Come on now. It's not what I meant, Angela. Let's see. Rick said at 60 years old, he still can't understand women. You're never going to, buddy. You're never going to figure that one out.
No, just give up.
You're never going to figure that out. This is a good one. Jessica said, I can't whistle. Surprisingly still doesn't know how to whistle.
You know what? There's a lot of people who can't. My wife can't.
It took me a long time to learn how to whistle. I believe in my teens when I finally figured out I'm still not that strong of a whistle. I mean, sometimes you'll get that good whistle, but
I must have gotten the genetics from my dad because my dad's like a canary.
Yeah,
man. I mean, you go into the shop, if it's a nice day and he's happy and he just finished a project, you know, I'm telling you, he's like a bird in the garage.
Yeah.
I think I got it from him.
Yeah, I think it's definitely something you need to practice.
Can you whistle with your tongue?
No, I wish I could. So, yeah, I whistle. So I put the tongue up and then just purse the lips. You know what? Get your mom's attention. What's up?
I used to whistle in class with my tongue, and it doesn't. I don't have to shape my lips into like an O.
So you just lift the tongue up, right?
I got to open my mouth a little bit, and I can whistle. And it drive teachers nuts because they couldn't tell who it's coming from.
Do it right now.
You can't. Yeah, I can. Can you whistle, breathe it in?
That sounds exactly like mine. I don't see where the difference. It sounds.
You know what I can't do.
What
I wish I could. You know the two fingers. I mean, you probably shouldn't put your fingers in your mouth now, but the two fingers in your mouth. You know, on the. I always want to, yell at somebody. Hey,
that's what my mom does. My mom does, and it literally will rupture your eardrum.
I love that.
Yeah, like she's the one we go to get everyone's attention, and it's the you make the circle with your thumb and index finger, and then you kind of do it. I'm not going to do it now because you're absolutely right. Now is not a good time to learn how to do that whistling, but when this all blows over, it's what I want to try to do.
Hey, pal!
It's amazing, dude. It is just, it's violently loud.
Violently loud and quick. I love it.
Yeah.
You know you're in trouble if you get that.
Oh, dude.
If somebody's whistling at you like that, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
You're really trying to get my attention.
Well, it's funny. Like, family get-togethers on my dad's side, it's a huge family. So it's at some point when we all, like, get together, you know, like Thanksgiving to do the prayer, and everyone's sitting there chatting away, it'll just, grandma will look at my mom and be like, Barb, and then she whistles. Everyone's like, geez, come on.
During prayer, you just reminded me, my cousin can do it. And I'm telling you, ear piercing, the loudest I've ever heard it done.
Yeah.
We were just kids in church one time, man. I'm like, hey, I nudged him. I'm like, just do it. Dude, he stopped church with this whistle. Like, even old people, like, all their hearing aids went off.
Yeah. God, you're the worst. You're the damn devil. Terrible. You're in church. Terrible. For God's sakes.
We were kids. You know, it was entertaining. We needed a little bit of entertainment.
Yeah, the spawn of Satan is what you are. All right, we're going to be back in a few more of your Joey C's Pizzeria. When we come back, surprising things that we can't do. Well, good morning. 7:59, it's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Seriously, dude, my phone. Chris Harry. Chris, I know you're on vacation right now, but find something else to do. All right.
Was he still busting on you for Green Bay?
Between him and Brian, it's nonstop.
He did message me and said Megatron is all decade. So
Megatron is? Was he with the Lions for like 1 year? Great. Good job. Does he have a playoff win? I'm surprised he's all decade with no playoff win. Keep it up, Lions fan. I will equalize you.
There's gonna be a lot of trash talk, especially if there is no football.
Yeah. Well, timeout though. There shouldn't be any from a Lions fan. I love all my friends that are Lions fans. You're dear people. But whenever you trash talk about the Green Bay Packers, I need to remind you that you have never even come close to a Super Bowl. You've never won a playoff game with Matt Stafford as quarterback.
Shouldn't that put a soft spot in your heart for the Lions?
No, because they are ungodly cocky for some reason. It's insane to me that they would trash talk at all.
Come on, you're a little cocky with Green Bay.
Because we've won Super Bowls, multiple. It's called the Lombardi Trophy. Aaron Rodgers. For God's sake, I just have to say Aaron Rodgers. For God's sakes. Don't get me started. Don't get me started, Hunter. Oh.
You play devil's advocate all the time. Now it's my turn.
I never do.
Yeah, you do all the time.
It's your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. That's what we're talking about. Anyway, what's something you surprisingly still can't do? Elijah said eat like a gentleman. Brian said play
an instrument.
Yeah, you don't need to now. You can just hover over your food in your pajamas. Yeah. I've eaten all of my meals in pajamas recently, like every single one. Like the last 3 weeks, it's been nothing but food in pajamas. That's it. Let's see. Brian said change the station. Brian, shut up. Chris said the same thing. You know what, you two? I swear to God.
It's things you're not good at. Changing the station.
You're not able to stay on the station. Yeah, they're lucky too.
Morons.
They're lucky too. Let's see. Robert said tie knots properly. What kind of knots? Do you ever feel like you're not good at tying your own shoe knots? Like, I haven't tied a shoe in I don't know how long. Like, I just make them all so I just can slip them on.
I have a certain way where I tie them and I cut the laces so they just slip on.
Yeah, pretty much. That's where I'm at because just lazy. That and Velcro. Like, I've just gotten to Velcro now. That's where I'm at.
Can we bring that back?
Let's see. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's something you surprisingly still don't know how to do? Let's end with Joseph. Joseph just said the sex.
still doesn't know, huh?
What's something you surprisingly don't know how to do? The
poor
sex.
Man.
It's probably because you're calling it the sex, Joseph.
Who's telling you that? Your partner? Does he have a wife?
Or maybe wife maybe that? Nobody. Maybe he's not getting enough practice. I don't know. I don't know where this line falls.
Like when you guys are done, he rolls over and she looks over. That was terrible.
Yeah.
That was just miserable.
You are not good at the sex, Joseph.
that was, you know, the guy before you was just way better. This is just
keep practicing the sex. Eventually, you'll be good at the sex.
Poor guy.
You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out, Joseph. Don't worry.